every single time I've ridden it, it's broken down. So I would not say it's reliable. I mean, the North Spring Station isn't far from here, so we could.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Scion XA. But I used to drive an Oldsmobile. Cutlass. Supreme.
No, what kind of cars do you, the rest of your family drive?
My sister drives a Pontiac Grand Am, maybe? Probably. And my dad drives an Expedition, Ford Expedition. And my mom drives a Jeep Laredo, I think, is what it is. But yes.
Right.
So two SUVs and two cars.
How would you compare the kind of cars that your family drives to the other kinds of cars you see around here?
Well, if you go by the Roswell parking lot, it'll look like a high-end used car sales lot. There's a lot of BMWs and Lexuses and anything else. Mercedes. Pretty nice cars. I parked across from a new BMW, a new Mustang, and a new Acura, actually. That's what I did at school. But I mean, again, there's a wide variety. There are people who have, like, really old cars. But then there are people whose parents bought them a new BMW SUV after they wrecked their other car.
Is that a specific incident?
Yes. But, and then you have the jacked up trucks. Lifted.
Do people do that for a reason that you know of?
No. Supposedly off-roading. I don't really know how much off-roading they do. It's just more of a, they got their truck lifted. I don't know. I don't really get it, but.
Alright. Well, this is a kind of a linguistic-y question.
Okay.
If you saw a car that you knew used a lot of gas, what word would you use to describe that car, if anything?
Gas guzzler. Yeah.
Alright. Is there a visible split between people that have lived in Roswell a long time versus people that are just coming in? I mean, there's a lot of new transplants in this day and age into the Atlanta area.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a visible split. Because there are a lot. I have friends who've lived in Roswell their whole life, and then I have friends who moved here halfway through high school. I mean, I guess I was technically new when I went to high school, just because I hadn't gone to school with them in Roswell. But there's not like a certain group of people who like have been friends since they're five. I'm sure there's some people who have been, but.
So is there a specific time that you have to stay in Roswell to be considered from Roswell? Is there some sort of convention? Not, I mean, not written down
to,
or anything,
right,
but
to say that you're from Roswell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I guess if you spent any part of your childhood or high school here, you could say you're from Roswell. Because, I mean, my friend Hannah moved here maybe, like, before junior year of high school. And she would probably tell people that she was from Roswell, opposed to New Jersey, which is where she's from. But I don't know what she tells people. On Facebook, her hometown would be Roswell. I don't know what that means.
Is there kind of a, I mean, do you know more people that have been here a while or more people that are more recent?
I know more people who've been here a while. Most of my friends, like, grew up in Roswell, went to elementary, middle, high school,